Chinese people.
今天早上用中文跟大家一起敬拜，把我们带到了以前美好的时光中，很高兴跟大家一起敬拜。
I don't know if you've been watching the news this week, but there's been some difficulties going on with some churches in China, and our hearts have been praying for believers in China and some of the difficulties there.
最近不知道大家有没有看新闻，好像中国的教会有一些受到政府的逼迫，我们的心与中国的弟兄姐妹们同在。
We're praying that they would be strengthened inwardly, that God would be with them in the midst of challenges. And we pray that Christianity would just continue to thrive throughout China and throughout Chinese people around the world.
我们真是祷告神，真是求他坚固各个信徒的心，当他们在逼迫中能够忍受得住。
January 27th, 1991. Do you know where you were?
1991年的1月27号，你知道你那个时候在什么地方吗
？Some of you weren't born yet.
有些人可能还没有出生。
I was 14 years old.
那白弟兄那个时候有14岁。
And I was at my neighbor's house.
他在他的那个邻居的家里。
Because that was the night of Super Bowl 25, when the Buffalo Bills played the New York Giants.
那个时候是超级碗杯，那个是足球橄榄球赛是，纽约巨人队和布法罗的比尔队他们在比赛。
So if you didn't know, the city of Buffalo, we love American football. We love the Buffalo Bills.
那如果你不知道的话，在布法罗，我们都很喜欢那个足球橄榄球赛。
And at that time, they were really good.
那个时候呢，这个布法罗这个队呢很强的。
They're not good anymore. They're not good now.
他现在没有那么强了。
And of course, they lost that game, and they lost 4 Super Bowls in a row.
那他
so, sad.
那个时候他布法罗的这个队呢就输了，而且输连输了四次。
But before that game started, history was made. Before the game even started, history was made.
但是在那个在1991年的这个比赛之前呢，突然有个创造历史的一件事件。
Do you know what happened?
你知道发生了什么吗？
There's a woman named Whitney Houston who sang the national anthem.
那有一个女歌手叫做惠特尼·休斯顿，她唱了国歌。
Do you know who Whitney Houston is?
你知道惠特尼·休斯顿吗？
Well, they say that her rendition of the national anthem was the best rendition in the 242-year history of the United States. It was the best national anthem.
那大家都说惠特尼·休斯顿她唱的美国的国歌是242年美国历史上演唱最好的一个版本。
You know, she was in her prime. She could hit the high notes. It was just clear and beautiful. She slowed the song down and gave it a jazzy feel. It was stunning.
那她的那个音域很广，她又可以唱高音，又可以唱那个大的各个声音，所以声音非常好听。
They actually made it into a CD. They sold it, and they sold over 1 million copies of her rendition of the national anthem.
那她唱的这首歌呢，最后大家把它做成了个 CD， 然后卖了100多万张。
It was an amazing song. You can go into YouTube and type Whitney Houston Super Bowl, and you can listen to it this week if you like.
那你可以去上网去搜索，然后听这个歌。
You listen to her sing, and then you know tingles will go up and down your spine. You're very moved. It's very moving.
听的时候你会很激动，也会很感动。
So I don't know about you. I mean, maybe when you hear the national anthem in America, it's like eh, you know. Or if you watch the Olympics, and you might hear that Chinese anthem, and you see that Chinese athlete, you start to tear up. You know, there's something that.It's moving.
当有时候听国歌的时候，或者是在奥运会比赛的时候，或者说我们听到那个中国国歌的时候，你会不会热泪盈眶
？But I think sometimes as Christians we get caught up in our national anthem, whether it be America or China or another nation, and we fail to remember that we have a greater anthem to sing.
但是作为基督徒呢，我们常常没有意识到，那我们虽然有的时候会唱这个国歌、那个国歌，但其实有一个超乎国歌的更伟大的一个歌，我们可以唱。
You know, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we come from all different nations under the banner of Jesus Christ, And now we have a new nationality and a new anthem to sing.
那我们作为兄弟姐妹，我们一起来到这耶稣的大家庭，我们有一个一起的一个歌会唱。
And so today we're going to come to Psalm 96 and study this psalm. And many commentators had said that this is our international anthem as Christians, our international anthem.
那今天我们一起来学习诗篇96篇。那这个有些人是说这像是一个国际歌一样的一个圣经段落。
And so if you have your Bibles, you can open it and we'll follow it together.And so as we come to Psalm 96, just to give some context, it's written by David. We actually see it in a previous part of the Bible, 1 Chronicles 16. And here in Psalm 96, we see a further edit, a longer form of it.
那这个诗篇96篇呢，是背景呢是大卫王写的。那这首诗篇呢，也在历代志上的16章有提到。那很多都相似，然后这个篇呢会比较长一些。
And so when David wrote this psalm, he was becoming king in Israel, and he wanted to move the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. And he wrote this song to be sung as they moved the Ark into Jerusalem.
那大卫那时候呢，把约柜要抬到了耶路撒冷。那当在这个仪式中呢，他就有这首歌，这首诗篇。
And this was the time when David danced so wildly. He, I don't know if he took his clothes off, he started dancing before the Lord, and his wife saw him and was like,Oh my goodness, who is this man? This is the song.
那当他唱这首歌的时候，大卫呢就脱掉了衣服，然后在那个神面前跳舞，然后他的太太那个时候就很鄙视他，然后看你究竟在干什么。
See, David wanted to enthrone God in Israel, that God is the king and ruler of Israel.
那大卫呢那个时候是在敬拜神，他在向神唱歌。
And it wasn't just enough for God just to bless Israel, but God was always it was always God's plan to bless Israel, and so that Israel could take the blessings of God to the whole earth. It was God would use Israel to bless all the peoples.
那神的计划呢，就是要祝福以色列，然后用通过以色列呢来祝福万邦。
And so when we come to Psalm 96, this is what we see in this psalm.
在这96篇的时候，我们也是看到了这是这样的一个背景下写出来的歌。
So we see the major themes in this psalm. We see the theme of the nations.
那我们在这个诗篇里面，我们看到了很多出现了列邦这个主题。
Verse 3, it says, "Declare His glory among the nations."
那在第三节呢，就说到了在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他奇事。
Verse 10, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns."
在第十节呢，说人在列邦中要说耶和华作王。
So we see the nations being talked about here.
我们就看到了列邦这个词出现了很多次。
Another main idea is the idea of worship. Worship.
那我们在这个里面也看到了敬拜。
What does it say here in verse 1? Sing to the Lord a new song.
那第一节说你们要向耶和华唱新歌。
Sing to the Lord all the earth.
那全地都要向耶和华歌唱。
Sing to the Lord, bless his name.
要向耶和华唱歌唱，歌颂他的名。
You see repetition, sing, sing, sing.
歌唱，歌唱，这成为一个主题。
We have a new anthem to sing as believers.
我们作为信徒有一个新的一个国歌，我们可以去唱。
And as this psalm is given to David to Israel at that time, it no doubt points forward to us now as believers in Christ. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Right?And so this psalm is a psalm that we as believers in Jesus Christ can totally embrace as our anthem.
那在那个时候呢，当这个歌是给以色列人听唱的，但是现在呢，我们也知道这也是跟我们大使命相关，我们就要往天下去，然后一起唱这样的一个新歌。
And so we come to the main idea. The main idea of this psalm is this: is that God's glory is to be declared among the nations.
那这个诗篇的主旨呢，就是神的荣耀呢要在列邦中被诉说。
And really, this is the task and tone of missions. As we think about taking the gospel to the world, we do so joyfully, we do so worshipfully, we go singing.
那这也是我们一个主旨，就是我们在 对神的荣耀呢，在列邦中要传颂他的荣耀。
And so my prayer for you, my prayer for us this morning, is that you would have a renewed passion for God's glory, and that you would have a passion to proclaim that to the nations, to all people.
所以今天早上我想鼓励弟兄姐妹们呢，就是希望我们都对神的荣耀能够充满了热情，并且能够在万邦中能够诉说神的荣耀。
So as we come to Psalm 96, the first thing that we learn about declaring God's glory among the nations is this, brothers and sisters, praise the glorious works of God among the nations.
那我们今天学到的第一个就是在列邦中称颂神荣耀的作为。
His work in salvation, his work in creation.
那他在救恩中还有他在创造中的作为。
It says here in verse 2, Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day.
然后我们在这边说要天天传扬他的救恩。
Isn't it interesting here that it says his salvation?
那我们看到了这边说的是他的救恩。
It's, we're not the ones who save, God is the one who saves.
那并不是我们的救恩，而是神给我们的救恩。
Oftentimes, I think when we do evangelism or tell people about Jesus, we undermine this truth. We talk about the benefits of being saved. Just believe in Jesus and you can go to heaven. But there's something wrong with that.
当我们有的时候传福音的时候，我们或许没有完全说到这样的一个事实。我们或者说，你如果信的话，你就可以有这样的一个好处，这样的一个好处。
You see, it's almost a means to an end. If I believe, I can get this.
对，我们有的时候会说，如果我们相信，我们就可以。
But the psalmist refers to it, that it's God's salvation, that God is the one who saves.
那在这篇诗篇里面说到了是他的救恩，是神的给我们拯救。
We have to, when we share the gospel with others, we have to realize and tell people who God is. God is a God who saves, and we are people who need to be saved by God.
那当我们传福音的时候，我们要提醒。就是神他是拯救我们的神，我们是被神拯救的。
When you share the gospel with others, focus on God, don't focus on people. Focus on who God is and that he is one that saves.
当我们分享福音的时候，我们要把我们的聚焦在神身上，而不是聚焦在人身上。
When I was in China, we saw a student trust in Christ.And I'll say his name is Michael, so for security reasons. But Michael, he became a Christian, Chinese student.
当白弟兄他们在中国分享福音的时候，他们有接触了很多学生的工作，其中一个学生叫做 Michael.
And things seemed to be going well for Michael. He started to read the Bible. He started coming to the student fellowship. He started coming to church, and things seemed to be good.
那跟这个 Michael 学生这样传福音的时候呢，他开始读圣经，他开始来团契，他开始来教会，好像一切都还不错。
But then he stopped coming. He stopped coming to Bible study. Stopped coming to church, and he just didn't want anything to do with Christianity.
但后来突然好像有些事情发生了变化，那他好像不来团契了，然后也不来教会了，然后他好像也对基督教没有任何兴趣了。
So what happened? What had happened?
那发生了什么呢？
Well, his grandmother died.His father and uncle were put in prison for bad business practices, and he just said, "I'm not going to believe in God anymore."
但是 Michael 的学生呢，他的祖母去世了，然后他的叔叔和父亲呢，因为经济上的一些原因，然后入狱，然后他就说，我不再相信基督教了。
You see, for Michael, believing in Jesus, believing in God, was a means to an end to get a good life.
然后对这个学生来说呢，信基督。好像是一个得到一个更好的一个东西的一个途径。
And when things started to go bad, he said, "I don't want God anymore. I don't want God anymore."
但如果他没有得到这个东西，他就说我就不想要神了。
Yeah, one pastor said this: the greatest thing about the gospel is that we get God. We get God.
但有一个牧师就说，这福音的最好的部分就是我们得到了神。
You know, when we get God, when the difficult things in our life come, we know that He is with us. He will take care of us. Believing in God doesn't mean bad things won't happen to us. But the greatest thing about the gospel is that we get God. We can know God. We can have fellowship with God.
那福音的最好的部分就是我们能够与神同在。那坏的 险恶的时候会来到，但是当这时候来到的时候，我们仍然与神有神与我们同在。
So when we share the gospel with others, make sure that the gospel is just not a means to an end, but we take adequate time to tell people, tell our friends who God is. And the greatest thing about believing is that we get God. We can have a relationship with Him.
所以当我们传福音的时候，我们一定要说清楚神是谁，然后我们跟神的关系是什么。
So tell of His salvation.And then what does it say? From day to day.
那就像这经文说的，天天传扬他的救恩。
Not week to week, not month to month.
不是天天传扬他的救恩，而不是一个月或者一周一次。
God's salvation is so great that it deserves to be remembered every day.
那神的救恩呢？它是如此之伟大，以至于让我们能够值得我们天天去传扬。
Monday through Sunday, Christianity that praises God for His work in saving us from our sins.
所以从周一到周日，我们就每天都感谢赞美神在我们生命中的作为。
So we see God's work in salvation, tell of His salvation from day to day.
所以我们就看到神他的救恩的奇妙的作为，我们要天天传扬他的救恩。
The second thing we see is God's work in creation. God is the creator.
那第二个呢，我们看到了神他在创造中的这个工作的作为。
Ultimately, the goal of evangelism is to turn people from their worship of idols to the worship of God Himself.
那我们宣教的目的呢，是要让人从拜偶像转向能够敬拜神。
What does it say here in verse 4? For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
第四节这样说，因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。
Verse 5, for the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
第五节说，外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
Actually, here in verse 5, David in the original language is basically using this play on words. He's saying, your mighty gods...are mighty worthless. He's saying, your mighty gods are mighty worthless. And he's trying to point them away from idol worship to the worship of the Creator.
那在这原文里面他说那些其他的一些神呢都没有都属虚无的，都是没有任何能力的。
Yeah, so the goal is to turn people from idols. And idols can be anything. Idols can be our jobs.Success at work, money, our children's success, we can worship those things. And when we don't get them, we're devastated. That's oftentimes a sign that something's an idol. When something doesn't happen, we're devastated by it.
那偶像呢，可以是很多东西，可以是我们的孩子。那他如果有些事情没有完成的话，我们就会非常非常的难过，难受。
Yeah. And so...The fundamental idea of Christianity is that God created the world and we are creatures created by Him and we are created to worship Him.
那最基要的真理就是神他创造了宇宙万物，那我们是他的受造物。
Yeah. But the Lord made the heavens, it says here in verse 5.
那在第五节说呢，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
So application questions. I'll give two, one inward application and one outward application.
那我们就看这个应用的问题，我们去看一个对内的一个对外的问题。
So the first one, inwardly, does the gospel affect your heart on a daily basis?
第一个就对内的，就是福音，它每天都会影响你的心吗
？Yeah, you know, don't forget the gospel. Remember the gospel. It's not something that you believe in Jesus and move on from. It's something to think about. We need to preach the gospel to ourselves every day.
那我们这其实是每天都需要要提醒我们自己这个福音。
And then outwardly, does your proclamation of the gospel focus on what God has done, that He's the Creator, that He's the Savior?
那对外来说，你所宣讲的福音是否聚焦神的作为？说了他神是创造主，他是救主。
So brothers and sisters, praise the glorious works of God among the nations.
所以我们就可以在列邦中称颂神荣耀的名。
And then secondly, what we see here especially in verses 6 through 10, is praise the glorious name of God among the nations.
那这第二点呢, 我们说在列邦中能够称颂神荣耀的名。
Yeah. And so what does it say here in verse 2? Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Bless his name. Verse 8, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
那第二节说称颂他的名，在第八节也说。
And so when we talk about the name of God, it's the sum total of who God is, who he is.
那当我们称颂神的名的时候，我们要说明他是谁，神是谁。
Do you know the English phrase Renaissance man? Renaissance man? It's an idiom. Have you ever heard of the idiom? That guy or that woman, you could, is a Renaissance man or a Renaissance woman. Do you know what that means?
那在英文里面有一个这样的一个短语叫做 Renaissance man. 他其实是一个很多才能或者知识的人。So
yeah, it's someone that can do. They're very very well rounded. They can do everything. I'll give you an example. My good friend Jeff. He's a Renaissance man.
那这样的人呢，他是可以做各种各样的事情，那非常非常全备的人。
So he went to the University of Buffalo and got a PhD in philosophy.
那这个白弟兄呢，他有一个这样的朋友，是个Jeff，他就是这样的一个人，他在布法罗大学呢，能获得博士学位。
He's good looking.
他很帅。
He can play the guitar.
他可以弹吉他。
He's a classically trained pianist. He can play the piano.
他弹古典钢琴。
He's a professor at a Christian college, Nyack University, but he's also a worship leader at a very large church.
那他又是一个学校的一个教授，然后他同时也是一个敬拜领袖。
His wife's pretty. His kids are pretty.
他的太太很美，他的孩子也很美。
He's athletic too. He can play sports. He coached volleyball, things like that.
然后他也是个运动员，他还那个去指导那个排球队。
He can sing. He can sing well.
他可以唱歌，而且唱得很好听。
And he's actually good with people. You know, sometimes smart people aren't good with people, but he's actually good with people too.
然后他也与人很友善。
Do you have a friend like this?
你有没有这样的朋友呢？
Maybe you're like, I don't have a friend like this, but I'm kind of like this. I'm like this.
你可能会说我没有这样的朋友，但我自己可能就是这样的吧。
Well, if you look here at the text,
如果我们看经文的话,
that's what David's doing about with God.
这就是大卫他所对神的描述。
He says, splendor and majesty are before him. And then he says, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Oftentimes, things that are strong are not beautiful.
然后他就用了很多很多很好的词来形容神。
Yeah, yeah, and oftentimes things that are strong are not beautiful, you know. But this is who our God is. He's not only beautiful but strong, and not only strong but he's beautiful.
那这神呢，他不仅仅很强大，而且又很美。
You see, David's saying that our God is glorious. He's amazing. He's perfectly well-rounded.
那大卫对神的描述就是神他是。 非常有尊荣，有威严，然后又很强大，又很美丽。
You know, when Jesus teaches the disciples to pray, the context of that is who we are when we're alone. He's teaching the disciples about what it's like to pray, what it's like to fast. You know, when you're alone with God, what should your prayers look like?
那当耶稣跟门徒教导门徒怎么样祷告的时候，他就说，如果我们能够 单独来到神的面前，我们该怎么祷告呢？
You know, one pastor said, he says, when you're alone and no one else is there, that's who you truly are spiritually, when you're alone with God.
有一个牧师说，如果你单独的在神面前，那没有其他的人在你旁边的话，那个时候是你真正的属灵的真正的状况。
So when you're alone and there's nothing else to think about, what then do you think about?
如果你那个时候独处的话，也没有其他事情，那你那个时候在思考什么呢？
Yeah, I have four children, I have a house, you know, got to get a new roof. Everything. It's hard to. That's what I'm thinking about when I'm alone.
那白弟兄有四个孩子，有一个房子， 那房子还需要修屋顶， 那所以当他独处的时候，他就想很多想这些事情。
But when we come to Matthew 6 and see the Lord's Prayer, what it says, what does it say? It says, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name."
那在马太福音六章九节说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
I think when Jesus is teaching his disciples to pray, he wants them in those quiet moments when there's nothing else to think about, that the praise of God's name would just come up out of their hearts to God.
所以耶稣在教导门徒的时候说，当他的意思就是说，如果当我们独处的时候，在神的面前的时候，这时候我们就要尊崇神的名。
It's good to pray for other people. It's good to pray for our needs. But how much time do we spend praising God for who He is in our prayers?
当然，我们也可以去为人祷告，为朋友祷告。但是，我们花了多少时间来称颂神的名呢？
So an application here, application questions inwardly, does the praise of God's name dominate your life?
那所以这对类的这样的一个应用问题，赞美神的名是否支配你的生活？
Your prayer life, your worship life.
你的祷告的生活，你的敬拜的生活。
Some of you might think, why do we come to church on Sundays? Why? You know, why do we do it?
那有些人可能会问我们，为什么会星期天早上回来教堂呢？
Because we need to come together and praise God's name together. We need to do it Monday through Saturday as well, around our homes, in our cars, turning on music and praising God's name.
And
secondly, an application question, as we look outwardly towards others, when you share the gospel to others, do you accurately convey who God is? Do you accurately convey who He is?
那我们对外的这样一个应用问题是, 当你与别人分享福音的时候, 你是否准确地表达了神是谁?
You see, when we share the gospel with others, ultimately we're proclaiming the scriptures, we're proclaiming the Bible to them.
那当我们宣讲福音的时候, 我们是, 在宣讲, 圣经, 圣经的道。
So if we want to proclaim the glorious name of God to people around us, we need to be people who proclaim the word of God to the people around us.
那为了宣讲神的名呢, 我们要宣讲神的话语。
So brothers and sisters, praise the glorious works of God among the nations.
那所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们也是在, 也是在万邦中, 我们要宣讲神的名。
Secondly, praise the glorious name of God among the nations.
那第二个在列邦中, 称颂神荣耀的名。
And thirdly, proclaim the glory of the cross among the nations.
那第三呢, 是在列邦中宣告十字架的荣耀。
What does it say here in verse 10? Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established, it shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity.
在第十节, 经文这样说, 人在列邦中要说, 耶和华作王, 世界就坚定, 不得动摇, 他要按公正审判众民。
Verse 13, for the Lord, he comes, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
13节说, 因为他来了, 他要来审判全地, 他要按公义审判世界, 按他的信实审判众万民。
So David is moving this psalm towards judgment. Yes, our God is a God of love, but he's a holy God that will come to judge the world.
所以, 大卫呢, 在这个时候也有转向了神, 他会要来审判, 他虽然他是个很, 慈爱的神, 但他也是个公义的神, 所以他最后要来, 要审判全地。
But the amazing thing is that God, in his great mercy, sent his son, who took on the judgment of the world. So now we, through his son Jesus, can escape that judgment.
所以神他公义他来审判全地，但他却如此爱我们，以致把他的独生子 耶稣基督才到世界上来。
Let's turn in our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 12. John 12.
看约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12, we'll look at verses 23 and 24.
约翰福音十二章二十三节到二十四节。
Jesus says this in verse 23, and Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit."
12章23到24节，耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
27 and 28, you can also read that.
27到28节、
mm-hmm.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
And then verse 31, it says, "Now this is the judgment of the world, that now the ruler of this world be cast out, and when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself."
然后31节说，现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
So what does the glory of God's name and judgment have to do with all this?
那神他的公义，他的审判和这些有什么关系呢？
We see it centralized. We see the focus of it in the cross of Jesus Christ.
那我们看到了这些就都指向十字架。
How do we declare the glory of God among the nations?
We do it when we speak
of the cross of Jesus. You see, the cross of Jesus shows the glory of God even more so than the glory we see of God when He created the world.
We see that God on the cross gained glory.甚至这个荣耀比他创造世界的时候还大。
At the cross, we see a God who is just. We see a God who is loving.
我们在十字架上，我们看到了神，他是公正的，他是慈爱的。
We see the Father who gave His Son.
我们看到了天父，他给了他的独生爱子。
We see the Son of God who gave His life.
我们看到了神子，他把自己的生命舍掉。
And now we see the Spirit of God who proclaims the rich beauty of the Calvary's cross.
And so
application for us this week. What does the cross mean to you? Here in John 12:32, John chapter 12, verse 32, it says, Jesus says, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw people to myself."
在约翰福音十二章三十二节，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Does the cross draw you to Jesus?
那十字架就把万人都吸引来归向耶稣。
And when we think about outward application,
当我们想到我们的应用,
how can you use your resources to help promote the proclamation of the gospel among the nations?
我们怎么样能够使用我们自己的资源，能够帮助在列邦中促进传福音?
This is a special church.
这是一个很特别的一个教会。
The joke about this church is if you roll a ball, you'll hit a PhD.
那有一个关于这个教会的一个笑话，就是如果你 扔一个球的话，你会砸到一个博士。
Yeah, or a medical doctor or chemist or.
或者是砸到一个医生或者一个化学家。
But you know, this is a church. Maybe you're not a PhD. I'm not a PhD. But God can use this church to reach the nations, to reach Buffalo, and to reach the nations.
对，虽然或许你没有个博士学位，那白弟兄也没有博士学位，但是呢，神会用我们每一个人能够做他的工。
You know, and there's five ways. There's five ways God can use you. The first is by prayer.
神有五种方法可以来使用我们。第一个是借着祷告。
You can have a vibrant ministry in China right now through prayer. You can be praying. You can have a vibrant ministry in South Africa, for example, right now by praying.
我们可以借着祷告来支持在中国的教会，在非洲的教会。
The second one, you can help reach the nations by giving of your time and money to reach the nations.
那我们也可以通过奉献，我们可以奉献时间，可以奉献金钱来支持神的国。
Thirdly, you can go. You can go to different places. You can go to another country. You can go to your workplace and reach people there with the gospel.
下一个就是我们可以去，我们可以去很多很多的国家，也可以去我们自己工作的地方，把福音传给他们。
But maybe you can't go, but you can help another person go. You can help mobilize someone else to go. Mobilize them to go.
或许如果即使我们自己没办法去，我们也可以帮助别人，动员别人去。
And lastly, the one that my wife and I have a heart for, and I know you have a heart for too, is to welcome. To welcome. You see, the nations are coming here to us.
然后最后一个呢，就是我们会看要欢迎。我们看到有很多，很多的人会来到我们当中，在我们的身边。
I know many of you know about the University of Buffalo. There's 7,100 international students at the University of Buffalo.
那不知道你知不知道，在布法罗大学有7,000多个国际学生。
And we need to welcome them.
我们可以欢迎他们。
And you know, we can have a very vital ministry to reach these people and these students and these scholars as they come here to Buffalo.
是当他们来到布法罗的时候，我们可以来欢迎他们，让他们有跟建立跟神的这样的关系。
Declare the glory of the cross among the nations.
我们在十字架传扬神十字架荣耀的名。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, we read it today. Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says this, And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
路加福音第二章第十节，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的消息，信息是关乎万民的。
Verse 11, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
11节，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
You see, Christmas, as we come to Christmas, Christmas is all about God's heart for the nations.
那我们很快就圣诞节了，那圣诞节是关于神对我们万民的这样的他的心，这爱心。
Christmas is all about the baby that was born in Bethlehem, who would ultimately die and rise again for all nations and all people.
那圣诞节是关于那位婴孩，那位出生在伯利恒的婴孩，他为我们生，为我们死。
So I'm not sure which anthem you like.
那我不知道你们喜欢哪一个国家的国歌。
Maybe you don't like the American national anthem, and that's okay.
或许你不喜欢美国的国歌，那也没有关系。
Maybe you love the Chinese national anthem or whatever, but we have a greater anthem to sing. There it is. Oh, that's Whitney Houston, actually. Right. Yeah, it's moving. It's a good anthem. But we have a greater anthem to sing.
那我们也有个更伟大的一个国歌去唱。
And in closing, I thought we could sing Joy to the World again. I don't know if we have time, but let's sing Joy to the World. I feel like these Christmas songs are, this one in particular, is an anthem. So let's sing it as our international anthem of praise. God is glorious, and he is to be declared glorious among the nations.
那最后呢, 我们以普世欢腾来作为今天的回应歌。
Yeah, let me pray.
我们祷告。